This week on Tax Justice Warriors, I will turn to the subject of transcripts and what that can mean for learning about your client. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
This week, I am getting ready to start teaching the tax procedure course at Washburn Law School in Topeka, Kansas. And in the format of what I am teaching, I'm going to focus the first hour on more lecture format. The first half hour will be a focus on a particular department within the IRS or function within the IRS. The second half hour will be more of a function of how a particular IRS collection issue affects low-income taxpayers or something dealing with equity, fairness for taxpayers, particular policy issues. And then the second hour of the course will be a focus on some kind of practical tip or function as we are going through the course. So I particularly want to be teaching the different students something that they would be using practically, a piece that would teach them within their practice so that at least half the course will be focused on giving them practical tips and advice on how to fill out particular forms, on how to work with the IRS, that I want to try and give them particular tips and functions throughout the course so that they are able to learn what it takes to be a practicing attorney in dealing with tax matters. Now, some more demographics on who will be in the course. There are 6 students. One is a 2L, and the rest are 3Ls, so the third year of law school. And the breakdown is 3 men and 3 women within the course, so it looks to be pretty balanced in who will be in the course. I don't know that all of them have particular tax backgrounds, so I will be talking with them on the first course to see just what their interest was in taking the course, whether they are interested in taxes as a career, or if they were more focused on gaining the skills, since it is a skills course as advertised. But I do hope to fit in quite a bit of topics and interest within the course, and I am quite excited to be preparing for the course and to have that coming up within the semester. Now, the first practical topic for the course will be on receiving transcripts and being able to look them over and decipher them. So I am going to try and talk them through getting signed up to receive electronic information from the IRS through the IRS website. I'm going to have them fill out paperwork so that they could receive their CAF numbers. And then I'm going to talk through with them the different forms of transcripts. So in walking through the 5 different types of transcripts, there are 5 types that can be obtained: the tax return transcript, the tax account transcript, the record of account, the wage and income transcript, and the verification of non-filing letter. Now, I was talking specifically about the transcript delivery system program. A taxpayer can request their own transcripts online at irs.gov/individuals/get-transcript. They can call 1-800-829-4933 for business transcripts, 1-800-829-1040 for individual transcripts, or they could file a form 4506T with the IRS. That all of these methods would have an individual that the IRS would be mailing those transcripts to them, that I don't believe the IRS is faxing transcripts anymore. They will send transcripts electronically to a person who has a electronic repository set up with the IRS, but to some degree they are limiting access to some degree and redacting on transcripts because they are concerned about identity theft and fraud issues. Though, as I mentioned in a past episode, those things can be barriers to taxpayers or the practitioners. So it is a bit of a double-edged sword on when the IRS is wanting to take greater security measures for items like transcripts. So starting out a tax return transcript, that provides information on the transcript, but it is not a, it is a summary, it is not an actual copy of the tax return, and it is not a line-for-line description of what happens on the tax return. It provides the actual information. Now, that tax return transcript, that is available for the current year and the three prior years. So as we go into or through the 2019 tax season, then you could only look up tax return transcripts for 2016, 17, and 18 for a client. Now, a tax account transcript lists the activity for the taxpayer on their account for that particular tax year. So that will list payments and adjustments between the taxpayer and the IRS. So payments, penalties, interest paid and assessed, the balance due, refunds, liabilities, those are listed on the tax account transcript, plus certain items such as the filing status, exemptions, and adjusted gross income. Those transcripts are generally available for the current tax year and up to 10 years online, or for the current tax year and three prior years by phone or mail. Now, the record of account is a combination of the tax return and tax account transcripts for the current year, current tax year, and three prior tax years. The wage and income transcript provides information on the forms that were submitted to the IRS on behalf of the individual, such as the W-2, 1099, or 1098 forms, such as 1099 miscellaneous, 1099R, 1099C, and all of the various other forms that the IRS has received reporting income or other items that need to be taken into account on the tax return. One of the tricky things is that the IRS is redacting on those wage and income transcripts. So if you are needing to file that as proof somewhere, then you likely need to have the taxpayer directly contact the IRS to receive that transcript. Otherwise, that transcript is most useful as information, and not necessarily to prove something that was specifically on the wage and income transcript. Now, the last item is a verification of a non-filing letter. This is not something that I have ordered. It does not provide the status of the taxpayer's filing requirements, but is usually requested for applications for low-income housing assistance, medical assistance programs, or other federal or state-funded programs. So it's available after June 15 for the current tax year, and at any time for the three prior tax years, basically to prove that the IRS does not have a record of a return being processed for that requested period. Now, being able to interpret the particular codes for a taxpayer on their account transcript can be somewhat of a art in itself, that I must admit I am better at reading what the actual activity listed is rather than understanding and interpreting the particular codes. Also based off the account transcript, you can see when the tax return was filed. From there, you might be able to extrapolate the collection statute expiration date. Now, the starting point would be 10 years from when the tax return was filed, but there are certain activities that can extend the statute expiration date. If there is quite a bit of activity on the tax return and it is over 10 years old, then I will often check with the Taxpayer Advocate Service for them to give confirmation on the collection statute expiration date, because it certainly can be tricky for a practitioner or a taxpayer to determine that themselves. I often look at the account transcript to determine what liabilities a taxpayer has, looking for the collection statute expiration date, and just seeing what particular activity is going on with the account. Is there a record of the taxpayer filing bankruptcy? Is there an indicator regarding currently not collectible status? Is it indicating that there was litigation, perhaps that they have filed with tax court? Some of these are different items that you might figure out for a particular tax year based on the account transcript. Now, if you know there is a particular issue for a certain tax year, such as an individual has been audited for a particular year, or they are disputing items such as identity theft, or particularly they're saying that income attributed to them, that was not a job they worked or some type of income that they earned. Well, I will often then get the tax return transcript and the wage and income transcript for that year. I can then compare the tax return transcript to the wage and income transcript, seeing what was reported and what should have been reported according to the IRS, and looking at the wage and income transcript to see if there are things that look out of place, such as identity theft issues, if there is someone else working in under their name, is there a item that does not match, that did the particular individual live in the same state all year, then why are they attributed with income from another state? Though their employer might be based out of a different state. So I have had clients saying to me, I do not recognize that income. I'm not sure why the IRS is telling me I owe a liability for that particular year. And then I ask them about it, and they said, oh yes, I was working for a temp agency. I only worked there that short amount of time, so that does look to be true income that I had for that year. So you don't always know with what your client is telling you. Are they giving you the straight facts, or are they just going with something off their head? That's why when they tell me, oh, I owe this particular amount for several years, then I pull up their transcripts to verify that and then discuss it with them. And if they're disputing income, then I am able to look into the facts better with those transcripts, determine just whether what they are telling me is the truth or not. So transcripts can be quite helpful. They're a great starting point when working with clients, just to compare their story with what the IRS says. And then from there, it is a good place to talk to the IRS about how to deal with those issues. So for those of you working with clients, I hope that has been a good refresher or has given you some tips that you can use when working with transcripts. Perhaps as I go through the semester, I will be covering different topics for the law students and sharing those different topics with you on the podcast. So this will likely be a good return to basics for some of you. And even if it is a refresher, I hope you do find some good nuggets that help you out. So thank you for tuning in to Tax Justice Warriors.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.